For this Thursday, November 13th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Last night was a busy evening for local college sports teams. USI men's basketball lost at South Dakota 89-74. Ismail Habib led the Screaming Eagles in scoring with 19 points, and Caden Brown added 18 points. USI falls to 0-3 on the season. They play at home on Sunday versus Loras College at 3 o'clock. USI women's basketball won at St. Louis 68-52. Allie Saunders led USI in scoring with 15 points, and Sophia Loden chimed in with 12 points. The Screaming Eagles improved to 2-1 on the year. Their next game is Monday at home with Indiana University East at 6 o'clock. Evansville men's basketball fell short at home to Middle Tennessee State, 77-72. Connor Turnbull was the Aces' leading scorer of 16 points. Bryce Quinette and Keyshawn Porter both came off the bench, and each scored 14 points. UE is 2-2 overall. They don't play again until Tuesday as they welcome UT Arlington at 7 o'clock. Evansville women's basketball got beat at Eastern Kentucky 83-60. Avery Kelly was UE's leading scorer as she provided 15 points off the bench in 19 minutes. They are still winless on the season 0-3 and played another road game at Wright State on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Evansville men's soccer is the number one seed in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament, and they defeated number five seed Illinois Chicago at home 4-1 in the semifinal match. The Purple Aces advanced to the conference tournament championship match on Saturday. They play number six seed Western Michigan at 6 o'clock. Evansville men's soccer will look to punch their ticket to the NCAA tournament for a second straight year. Up in Bloomington on Wednesday night, in men's college basketball, the Indiana Hoosiers crushed Milwaukee 101-70. Lamar Wilkerson led IU in scoring with 24 points, and Tayton Conaway contributed 21 points. The Hoosiers are 4-0. The Special Olympics Men's Club has announced that they are once again hosting a Special Olympics celebration later this month, and all Posey County Special Olympics athletes and coaches are invited. It's on Sunday, November 30th at the St. Philip School Gymnasium on 3420 St. Philip's Road. Doors open at 3 o'clock, and the fried chicken dinner will be served at 4 o'clock. It's an afternoon of fun, games, great food, and a trophy presentation. The holiday season is right around the corner, and Christmas in New Harmony is set for December 6th and 7th. You can stroll the charming streets lined with twinkling lights, shop for unique artisan gifts, enjoy festive concerts, carriage rides, and cozy up with cocoa by the fire. There will also be the annual parade, live music, crafts, Candyland, holiday house tour, and plenty of small town cheer. For more information, you can go online to visitnewharmony.com. Coming up tonight in local high school sports, Mount Vernon girls basketball has a home game versus Tell City. It's a varsity-only game at 6 o'clock. The Lady Wildcats are looking for back-to-back wins as they're 1-1 on the year. From the college sports scene this evening, USI Volleyball has a home match with Lindenwood at 6 o'clock. The Screaming Eagles have four matches left in the regular season. Their record is 14-12 overall and 10-4 in the Ohio Valley Conference. USI is in third place in the OVC standings. They are two matches back of second place and three matches out of first place. Second-ranked Purdue men's basketball has a big road challenge tonight at 8th-ranked Alabama. Tip-off at 6 o'clock. Both teams are 2-0. In the NBA this evening, the Indiana Pacers finish a four-game road swing as they are in Phoenix to play the Suns at 8 o'clock. The injury-riddled Pacers hope to end a five-game losing streak as they are 1-10 on the season. That's news and sports for this Thursday, November 13th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Your weather forecast is next.